If you'll excuse me, Mr. Ewell, I'm very busy.
Hey, Captain, somebody told me just now that they thought that you believed Tom Robinson's story again, aren't you? You know what I said? I said you wrong, man. You dead wrong. Mr. Finch ain't taking this story against Iron. Well, they was wrong, wasn't it?
I've been appointed to defend Tom Robinson. Now that he's been charged, that's what I intend to do.
You've taken his story.
Excuse me, Mr. Ewell.
What kind of man are you? We on a brand new page. Millennium days. Desperation on the streets. Gotta find a new way. Keep a mic and choke holes. It's saga unfolds. Machiavellian approaches executed by the coach. I'm in the streets like a ghost. The air Jordan artist. Hit a love. I hit a right. Plus I hit a hardest, man. I got a whole new approach for the rhyming. You cherry cast slide. I'm holding out for the hymen. You play the rapping role. I take the rapping soul. And intertwine it with mine and turn it half the whole. I'm just a genie in a jack bottle. The fake balling ass cats is just a whack model.
All right, awful people.
Hi and welcome.
I remember this. We used to do this.
It's been a while. It's been a few weeks. We're back from TIFF.
I just kept listening to the Kung Fury episode. I didn't upload.
Andrew, you and I are back from TIFF. Damian, well, not so much.
I didn't want to specifically point him out and exclude him.
I made a terrible mistake. Helped by my employers. And didn't go to TIFF for reasons.
I love the story.
Reasons that then fell completely through.
Do you want to go into the story?
Absolutely.
Or do you want to leave it out of the podcast?
Yeah, I don't want to be angry again. My workplace fucked me. That's that at the end of it. I have a visa now.
I can go to Canada whenever you want.
Whenever I feel like it. There'll be no TIFF there, but I can go. I can have the Damien International Film Festival. And I go to Canada and just watch movies.
Yeah.
In the theaters.
And just throw something down. Just the first person you see in the theater with a Blue Jays hat on, just throw something at him and it'll probably be Ryan. Yep. Right? Anyways, this is the Only Movie Podcast. It's been 3 weeks.
Yes.
We're back to regular recording. Mm-hmm.
No more chewing. No and more scraping off plates.
I mean, we could bring up a plate of food here.
We probably shouldn't. That's your Foley work is. How about scraping the thing on the shoe thing?
I don't want to touch. Do you know where that's been?
Yes.
I'm not going to touch that.
It's your brother's foot. You've touched it before. You'll touch it again. You will touch it again.
All right, guys, this week we wanted to talk about the documentary from a couple of years back called The Overnighters, which happens to be about a Lutheran church in North Dakota where there is an influx of people looking for work due to fracking. And I just like saying fracking.
And I like, I've liked everything about this thing. Lutheran and fracking.
And this one church has decided to be the part of the community that will offer a place for these people to rest in the evening because there's nowhere for people to sleep. And
a place where they're in.
It's a hard time. We've had people sleeping in our parking lot. They're waiting to come in the building. And we're a church. This is a place where sinners should come.
How long do we intend to support them here is
know.
My question. Because they rape, pillage, and burn, and then they leave.
It does amaze me.
Damien,
yes.
You brought this movie to us. Please, please kick it off.
But hold on, before you kick it off, I have a question that needs to be answered. Damien, why did you make us watch this movie? And not why in the sense that I hate this movie, why? Why in terms of like what brought it to the movie?
Right, so I stumbled across this movie and actually watched it. And then when you guys came back, I'm like, I'm pretty sure these guys haven't seen this.
I've seen it. Oh, I saw it already. Before?
Okay.
But you know me, I find these things.
Right. The reason, like I just wanted to talk about how crazy it is that when people do nice things, the rest of the world is just like, no, no, dog.
I think we have a movie for you that we saw at TIFF. About a very same idea.
I was like, no. But the everyone still thinks themselves good people while they're doing, like, while we're actively or passively being mean to everybody else. Like, the community understands why these people are coming, right? There's, they need bodies on the ground to facilitate all this fracking that is going on. Now, if the argument was, we don't agree with fracking and thus we're fighting the people that are bringing in all these people, that I would understand. But that is not the argument. The argument is literally, all these people are coming here. It has gotten crazy, stupid, expensive to live here because we pay these people a lot of money. So the new ones that haven't been in it long enough literally don't have anywhere to stay. Like, they're priced out of it until they've been doing it long enough to have enough money to actually buy a place. And a church and some other people are gathered during the time where, like, listen, the law says that as long as we give you permission, you can park here and you can sleep inside this church and whatever. And the entire community, after a while, just went, I'm tired of these new people. And they're like, the crime rate has gone up. So let's just, they're just like, no, absolutely, we don't want any of these people. And they kept pushing and pushing until the guy made what is technically a mistake by the standards of the laws that they've made, but doesn't feel like a mistake in terms of what it is churches do. And what the law says, like, when you go to jail or for, say, a crime like sexual abuse, right? The jail is supposed to rehabilitate you, which means when you come out of jail, people should know that, of course, you've gone to jail, but then you shouldn't be treated as if you're walking around burning down buildings, which is literally what happened. They're like, there's registered sex offenders on the property, which we don't agree with, so fuck all of the good you're doing. Just, no, we don't care about any of this. And the guy seemed like he was genuinely trying to help these people. He reminds me a lot of, like, I can see Andrew years from now doing something like this. Me, not running the church, like, helping people. Me and Douglas will never help anybody. Like, we're going to donate to your charity, but we're not making soup.
Wow. You'll be on the GoFundMe page.
We will donate money to your Let's Save People thing. But you know you can call Douglas.
Look, we're
for
saving
soup.
Cinema, not people.
I won't be delivering. I'll pay for blankets. There's no way I'm bringing them down there. If you don't come for them, they're going to stay at the door forever. I'm not bringing them down there. Fuck you, people. And that's literally the stance this entire community took towards these desperate, like, they're desperate people. They reminded me of refugees, right? And I went, this is like a microcosm of the refugee crisis. Sure, these people are doing it for greed, so it's not really like it.
So, hold on. I don't... What? Wyclef was not in this movie.
No.
It's been 3 weeks. He doesn't understand that you can hit him with the shoehorn now. Right?
I didn't say the Fuji crisis. They weren't refugees. They were just the Fugees.
Not.
Lauryn Hill made that group. The rest of them, looking back, I mean, we should have just gotten two Lauryn Hill albums.
But isn't that every, like, hip hop rap group? No. There's always one.
Mos Def and Quali, Black Star. That is incredible.
And then there's Roots, Andrew.
Yeah,
the Roots.
But that's a band, not a group.
Fair enough.
No, it's a group because he doesn't, because. Mm-hmm. If you follow the Roots as religiously as I have,
right,
you would know that along the way, there were many rappers that were a part of that group. They just all got kicked out for one reason or another.
Black Thought needed more bars.
Exactly.
And right? Questlove went.
So Malik B was a part of the group.
Come on.
Razzell was a part of the group.
I like Razzell.
Yeah, I used to like Razzell too, even though he's actually not that good. Mm. But
I won't go back and check.
Anyways, we're not talking about rap groups of the 90s.
Right. he won. He derailed.
Right. Watching these people who are basically, I mean, as I said, they're doing it for greed. So it's not the same as actual refugees. But watching them come, get on a bus and go somewhere for the chance to make their lives better, whether you agree with them or not, because a lot of them, in hindsight, they're like, I shouldn't have come here because the thing I was trying to get done, I've made worse. If I make a lot of money, I'll save my family, but my family hasn't seen me in 2 years because I've been sleeping in a trailer park somewhere, and I won't carry them out here, and I can't go back there because I've worked. And so now the problems are worse. But watching the entire community be like, these desert men, I don't give up. No, I don't want them here. They pass a new law. Think about how, these people need help. And instead of the community going, all right, listen, all of these people are going to be here, so let us build brand new housing for these people, right? Quickly, because we need somewhere to put these people. We can't have them sleeping in people's yards. They're like, mm-mm. Let the market take care of that. For right now, I don't want them in people's houses. I certainly don't want them in the place that we pray to God at. No. No. And it was just amazing to see that it doesn't have anything to do with race or color or it's just whenever desperate people need help, there's a contingent of people just go, no. I like how it is now.
And then there's that one guy.
Right. That wants change. And we crucify that man. Like Jesus. He's white Jesus. Is what I'm saying.
Are you saying Jesus wasn't white?
No, I'm saying he's white. You know those white people in the desert? In the Middle East. You know, where all those white people came from.
I don't know.
No. Scotland, right? Scotland was in...
There's a desert there. Like
the desert?
Anyways, this movie, right?
And I really like this movie, by the way. Sure, I'm bringing a lot of things to it, but just like most documentaries.
That's the purpose of documentaries. Yeah,
this one is educational, not entertaining. It's not entertaining at all. So when Douglas inevitably goes, this movie's boring because this man is boring. And these people are boring. I go, no, sure.
So Douglas. No, let's not talk to Douglas. No, we don't need to hear
I'm not allowed to talk yet. No, for your Fuji nonsense.
You got demoted to third man.
No Fuji la?
No,
what?
No, what? No. Be quiet. So this movie, as I said, I watched this movie already. I remember when I watched it, I thought, it's a documentary. There's nothing special about it. Right? Actually, what came to mind watching this again now, I remember in recent, there was an episode of This American Life where they went out and they spoke to some of these people who work in things like this, right? And they spoke to them about their home life, right? Their life there at the place. And they were talking about the fact that it was this one cramped area and they had 20 guys in there. And it would shift them out. Mm-hmm. And I found it hysterical hearing them talk about things where, the one guy announces, yo, my girlfriend coming over. Mm-hmm. So everyone packs into,
a corner.
And gives the guy the room for the night. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, those are some benevolent individuals. Yeah.
All right. Andrew would have gone, no, I'm not moving. Okay, I'm too tired. Work too long. Douglas would definitely do that. Right.
Hearing them talk about the... So this movie, separate from that, it was interesting thinking about that again, coming back to this movie. This movie, I still had that same feeling. I was like, yeah, it didn't really get me, right? Mm-hmm. There wasn't anything in there where I felt completely empathetic to anyone in it specifically, right? Sure, it sucks that people have job problems and are... And are heading off, and it's good that they're heading off somewhere to try and find something better. Mm-hmm. And then it sucks more that they get into more problems because they can't quite figure it out. The system is rigged.
Never said that again.
Right?
Not around me, please.
No. The system isn't rigged?
Don't. Do not.
Or is it Murtaugh?
What system are you...
I thought we were going to more go down the hole of the man.
Have you forgotten what these are like, David?
Turns out I didn't miss this podcast. I thought I made a terrible mistake. Taking 3 weeks and run as far away from you two idiots as possible.
Yeah, so it's a messed up system. And you have this one guy, Pastor Reinke, I think his name is. I don't know how to pronounce his name. I feel bad. And he has good character to him, but at the same, like, he looks like a really interesting person, and I like the way you're putting it into this one guy who's trying to do this good thing, in the face of everyone kind of pushing back. But I remember what stuck with me with this movie, which kind of irked me, was the actual ending of the movie, and not so much when it failed, but like when they go a little bit further, and they have a few things he brings up, which feels almost completely aside to everything we've been paying attention in this movie.
Yeah.
And it just felt weird, right? Where I was like, why the frig are we talking about that now? Other than maybe they caught it on camera and they're like, do we keep this in? Right?
So that it doesn't seem like it makes him feel more human. He's not just this, I've only done all these good things. And I am the modern Mother Teresa. No, like, he's a person that made mistakes that have come back to bite him. And but that doesn't change the fact that the thing he's trying to achieve now is this. Like, how is it okay to turn away these desperate people? Like, this is the question that he keeps asking. And everybody's like, 'cause we can.
Because this is America. Yeah. And this is a democracy.
America.
And if you don't have the money, fuck you. And I mean, as you talked about the whole situation of the convicts, the ex-convicts, you know, they've gone through their punishment, and they're out, and now we're still punishing them just because.
Forever.
Right, they have that label on their head. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's something I've been talking about for a while now. And I keep bringing up the same fucking story every time I talk about this topic, right? Ched Evans. You know that name?
No.
Footballer in England, lower league. He's not like any of the top. He went to jail for rape. Got out of jail and was still a relatively young age and decided he still wanted to play football. And it became a big social media stir, internet of people being like, not at my team.
No.
Right?
What if he rapes everyone at the team? He's a rapist.
And I mean, regardless of what you think, the only argument I would allow anyone to come at me with for any of this shit is if you go, all right, that crime, pick the one you don't like, that one deserves life.
Yeah. Right? And we do that.
Right?
There's people who we're never letting know.
Right? Instead, but the minute that you set up the system such that we eventually let this person out into the world, you have to make them able to live again.
No, because it's some America. Sense.
Right? But regardless, the movie in itself, like, it wasn't something that inspired me to like go down a rabbit hole of all of this system of what's going on. It was basically what Douglas is about to say. It's a documentary that lasted 2 hours and I ended and I went up on my life.
Didn't feel like 2 hours to me. So that's fine.
Yeah, I agree. It didn't feel like 2 hours.
Felt like six.
I joke.
16.
All right. So this movie failed completely.
Okay.
It is not a good movie. And in particular, for the reason that Andrew mentioned, the movie essentially tries to go down the rabbit hole of a specific story, and then at the end of the movie, just completely changes. It's just like, forget what we just spent an hour and a half or an hour and 45 minutes on. That's not important. We're now going to talk about this other thing for like 5 minutes. or no, actually, it may have been 15.
And then roll credits.
And then roll credits. Not really linking the two, other than one happened after the other.
You're right.
Not trying to say this, you know, has some, there is some causality or it is a part of some broader story or something. It's just like, you know, here's this person. Here's the pastor.
He did these things.
Yeah.
I know he's fired.
Exactly. And
Sam Allardyce?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And that's unforgivable, right?
Okay.
The movie itself is not engaging, really. It,
he used my word.
But the thing about...
That's not your word.
The thing about this film, though, is it does make you think about a couple of things, because the reticence of the community to get behind this guy is... I don't want to get as let's call it outraged as you are, Damien, about it. Because as much as it's the right thing to do to help these people, you still can understand where they're coming from, right? And what it appeared to me, even though this wasn't particularly articulated 100%, what it seemed to me was that this thing was happening for a while, and for a while, most people kind of tolerated it. They're like, all right, this guy's trying to do something good. Good on him. Fine. But, yeah. And then after a while, they're like, okay, are we still doing this now? I guess it's a good thing. So, all right. And slowly but surely, it kind of got to the stage where I'm sure there must have been some event, because as you said, crime had arisen,
right?
And we can argue whether or not those things are related,
right?
Whether or not it was actually one of these folks who, you know, was on a crime spree, but
because you don't have to be it's not recruiting the best and brightest; they're just bodies,
right?
It's because they didn't cut their hair.
And actually, they show specific examples of people there that are. Not
they're not
great persons.
Right, they're not the best or the brightest.
So, you know, if you're living somewhere and you don't feel particularly comfortable, right, about the environment that you're in, and there's one thing where you can say, well, all right, I'm living here by myself I'm living here by myself and it's not the greatest of places, but I can handle it. But when you start thinking about other people, when you start thinking about children, that's when that whole mindset or position that they have kind of switches. And I don't want to say that it's the right way to go about things, but while I agree with you, perhaps, not even perhaps, boy, that went far with the aggressiveness to which they tried to stop everything. But you see where they're coming from. You understand that, boy, there is a level of discomfort that, whether or not it is justified, still has, you know, you understand what's happening. And it's just a difficult situation to be in, right? There's no right or wrong.
Oh, no. Yes. No. I assumed Andrew was going to say that.
No.
There is a right, and there's definitely
no.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no. I'm not saying that what they did is not wrong, right? I'm saying that there is a way to go about it, and there are other ways to do
to run these desperate men out of your community. It's called a wall. We're building a wall.
To deal with the situation to make everybody more comfortable, right?
And you build a wall.
No. So this preacher man tried certain things, and that was good. But by the way, right? And I don't know if it's just me. And I'm actually surprised, because me and you are on the same sort of wavelength. You spoke at length earlier about how how the blankets would get to Andrew.
Right.
Because I agree with that. That's exactly how the blankets get to Andrew. The blankets don't come to Andrew. Andrew come to the blankets.
Exactly. If you all want right. them.
I do want some blankets.
Yeah. So when I see this fellow, mm-hmm. this preacher, he just seems real weird to me.
Yeah.
Like, seriously weird.
Douglas, I am in 1,000% agreement with you.
But he's absolutely trying to do a great
thing.
Here's
the problem. We're terrible people.
Yes, we are.
And you are suspicious
so
of everyone.
We are 100% in the wrong. All of the time when it comes to these very issues. It is okay to say, you know, we don't trust these people. We don't know where they're from. And mm-hmm. it's making the place more dangerous, etc. Except you don't, like, me and you aren't going to church. So you get to go, we're evil bastards. But then you don't get to show up in church and go, I listen to the Lord. And then turn around and go, but fuck all of you people. Not here.
Yeah.
Not here at all.
That's not cool.
And even when you don't go to church, where there are desperate people, mm-hmm. the community should help.
No, absolutely.
Because desperate people are desperate. Yeah. And desperate people will do bad things if they continue to live in desperation. Mm-hmm. Which is what they're... Well, it is 100% going to happen there. The people who are coming there to work, that don't have anywhere to stay, are going to become more and more desperate. And that's going to lead to nefarious things happening there. And it already has. In a lot of these places where there's the fracking boom, there are, like, there's women who essentially, they're selling coffee and tea and whatnot, but they are half naked most of the time. Like, they go around in bras and panties and sell these desperate men like coffee at $16 or whatever it is, like 90 times the cost of it. And the men are more than willing to pay because there's not a lot of women there. But if you continue to tantalize that many men, what you're doing is putting yourself in danger. I understand that it's not okay for the men to do that, but it is what is going to happen because there's no women there and you're half naked most of the time. Mm-hmm. And if these guys don't have anywhere to sleep or anywhere to bring family members when it is time, if they have to live in a hovel with 20 other guys that have to step aside when a girl comes over, they're going to do dumb shit because men are stupid.
Listen,
so why not help these people and stop being
dicks?
All
I'm saying is I understand the feelings. The actions, however, were
right.
Were
and wrong. I get it.
But
but it is the same. Your line of argument is the same line of argument that people take when real refugees show up. They're like,
no,
there's too many people. And they bring crime. And they're dangerous. And look at this. And look at that.
Basically what you're
and
saying.
And it's not okay there.
So what you're saying, Damien, is what a lot of people are saying at this point in time with all of these things, that the moderates are the ones that are of the most danger because they logic away everything.
Yeah,
they just go like, well, that's the system there, so...
Yeah, you just go, you can't have...
We're not bringing empathy into this yet.
You can't have 2 million people show up in a country of 50 million and it be okay. They're going to ruin our country.
But hold on, no. So what I'm saying is that there are two viewpoints in this movie, mm-hmm. but only one of them is really
represented.
Is really represented or explored is mm-hmm. what I was going to really say. You're looking really at, from our eyes, the crazy person mm-hmm. who is all good and shit.
Right.
but being what good. Could have what could have actually been a decent movie, not one that just randomly rambled for the last 30 minutes, is one that explored both sides of that equation and kind of showed what I could only describe as, let's call it mass hysteria. Mm-hmm. With these other folks kind of being like, look at these horrible people. They are going to murder my children, right?
They've been murdering for years. They've come to murder us.
and then somehow trying to put the both sides together or something. Like, I don't know. But either way, this movie itself as a movie, right, let's movie. Forget the people right. behind it. This movie fails because it doesn't do something like that. Mm-hmm. And it just... I almost want to say what happens because it's so ridiculous
it's really,
where this movie
goes. The ending of this movie comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then the movie just ends. Like, there's no, like, little writing
and
after
if you
the
didn't think that this man was crazy before, oh my goodness.
The thing is, like, it doesn't detract from the fact that the thing he's doing.
No, but here's the problem with me and movies like this, mm-hmm. and in particular this movie. What you're saying is the facts that the movie is presenting mm-hmm. are crazy. Okay, fine. Is the movie trying? Well, it is trying. Has the movie successfully got me to get on board with that and to enjoy the movie as a thing? And this movie hasn't done that for me.
Right, but like I've said this before, but like documentaries do two things for me. Mm-hmm. There's the ones that are educational, so the entertainment value goes out. Like, it doesn't have to be entertained. Like, what was it? Last Train Home? The one where...
Oh,
right,
the Chinese
right, thing, the Chinese one, right. Mm-hmm. Like, that movie, it's boring. Like, nothing happens. There's people who work in a thing and then travel from point to point. Nothing really that crazy happens. It's not entertaining at all. But I didn't know that that many people did that thing all the time. And it helped piece together in my mind some things that I'd heard about that country. And so I still love that movie that because
that
of
tiny little speck.
Yeah, that small country that is slowly taking over everything. So I like that movie because of that very thing, the information that it gave me. And then there's other movies like Tabloid where there's movies like Tabloid where it's just entertainment. The story that they're telling is cute, but who cares? They made that movie fantastic. Like, it's just fun to watch. Right? And so, while the information isn't there, it's still spectacular to look at. And then, what's the one about the people in the Philippines with the fish statue?
Saunderson. Right. The
Act of Killing.
Act of Killing. Act of Killing and Restrepo for me. Not Restrepo for you two. Right, you guys both hate that movie with a hot burning passion.
Ooh.
Those two movies
do
the thing.
That passion is good though. I like whenever that passion.
Combine both sides. It is entertaining to watch and it is also educational. Let's leave Restrepo out of it.
Thank
the
you.
Act of Killing. It is beautiful and fantastic because you're watching there like, there's no way anyone should have gotten this done. This is incredible. And then the information that you get, while horrifying, is still information. And you go, I didn't know. That's the thing I didn't know. And thank God I didn't know it. And I actually feel worse now that I do have this information. And this movie didn't do it didn't do both. It's not Man on Wire. It's not... Act
the
of
Imposter.
Killing.
Can we talk about The Imposter? No one's talking about it.
Isn't that actually a movie?
It's a documentary.
You sure?
Yes. You're thinking The Informant.
No, not The Informant. No, isn't The Imposter like a straight-up movie?
It's a documentary.
Aren't there dramatizations in that one?
There are dramatizations in Man on Wire.
You've not seen The Imposter?
No, I haven't actually.
Oh, then shut your face.
But I've seen them people talk about it.
Right.
There are a lot
of dramatizations.
Hey, what you should do is watch it first. Before all these objections, you can watch it first.
Because I get the impression it's like Close Up, where mm-hmm. it's really a movie.
Close Up is a documentary.
Close Up
well.
Is a movie.
No,
Close Up
is a movie.
Movie.
That is a movie. You're wrong. And anyone that puts documentary near Close Up is also wrong. And they're bad people.
Have you watched Imposter, by the way?
Yeah.
Is it a movie?
No, it's a documentary. Okay. If Close Up is a
it's
movie.
It's a docu-movie.
If Close Up is a documentary, then what's our last venture with the No Walls? What's that?
Oh, Dogville.
Right, Dogville is also a documentary. Right. The documentary.
But all right. I took a step too far. Can we at least just admit that Imposter is one of the ones that we should name in this list of like great documentaries that are entertaining?
He hasn't
and
seen it, so he can't.
Between me and you,
sure.
Though, all right, great.
It is. Can we watch Imposter for the next podcast. Force this fool to watch
it. I've actually been meaning to force him to watch it for a while now.
Can't stare at me, only one. Now that we're back from this is what, season 12 or whatever season it is, because we use TIFF to break up the seasons.
Wow, that was a really long first
yeah,
season.
Yeah, it was. And second season. Third season. Yeah, I'm just going to watch movies that I like now. I'm not picking random shit that I haven't seen ever again. I'm tired of coming here week after week, just going, all right, fuck it.
So Damien, based on what we talked about with this movie, you talking about the system and people doing good and the system doing whatever to them. Movie you need to watch that we saw at TIFF, Old Stone.
Okay.
All right.
What's it about?
It is set in China.
Okay, so it's already awesome.
No kung fu. It is about a taxi driver who has an accident and hits over a guy.
Yeah.
And looking at him on the ground, decides to pick him up and take him to the hospital. At which point he gets stuck with all the bills because the insurance company screws him. And it's just going down the rabbit hole of how far he will go in being a moral good person until he breaks.
No, that movie I love. By the way, just to give you some context,
that's a better movie.
You should be happy that this is not a movie with kung fu, because the last Chinese movie with kung fu that Andrew asked us to watch was The Grandmaster.
Oh yeah, that didn't end well.
No, it did not.
Boy, that movie so
love that movie.
Movie is so boring. Like it's so bad.
Boring. I'm so
upset. It's
I didn't
real
buy
bad.
The Blu-ray.
Yeah, you should
Can
be.
We, like. I really, this is the first time and probably the last time I'll ever say this, but Damien, I feel like you and I should try and watch the American version, because that one might actually be better. Right.
No, listen. Oh, wherever there's talking, let's skip that and just put Kung Fu. It's 40 minutes long, but it is glorious. Did you hear the alarm? It was good overall. Said that we was a bomb. I'ma make a call, and I hope you respond. We the stars, y'all, and everyone becomes fun. You a star, you shining. I'm one and I'm rhyming. Let's get together, start intertwining. Yo, you coming with me, somewhere where you can't see. Where there's bona fide joints underneath the sea. A confusion and glitter, nobody's a quitter. Try to front and get rid from your idiot shitter. Go and put it on harder than anyone did. It would benefit you to keep a wide open lid. Making sure shot shit, making sure you shine. Shaking shows for sure, taking hearts and time. Do it all for the rhyme. And it's been 3 weeks, Damon. Is there anything you want to talk about? You want to bring to the room? Bring up now. NBA hasn't started yet. That's the only sport I'm not watching currently. It's
all right. So
I tried watching NFL again.
Yeah,
I watched,
you told me you tried.
No, like again. Like
since
last
we
week,
talked.
Yeah, since we talked. I tried watching another Seahawks game. Boy, I don't like the
Damien,
am I watching the wrong teams?
I'm telling you, Damien, watch the condensed version. And then it was
so
just,
like,
oh yeah, let me try.
So
yeah,
like,
I should try
last
that.
Year was the first season where I sat down for the
it's bad.
Because,
no, I actually really
no,
like the
I mean,
NFL.
The
I used to watch it
time.
I used to watch it religiously. But it's the same thing as your basketball. It takes the same amount of time.
But
yes,
basketball
it does.
Is fun because it's up and down. There's like points being scored. There's stuff happening. Like there's no crossovers at the NFL pitch. It's just a giant scrum. And every now and again, a ball is shot out that
you
someone
know
actually
you're
catches.
Right. You have
and
to,
there's so much freaking excitement because you've not seen anyone
you,
catch
you
a ball.
You have to appreciate a certain type of sport. No, he's right. You have to appreciate a certain type of sport to like that. If you can appreciate a sport like either baseball or cricket, then you might be able to appreciate NFL. That's true.
2020 cricket? That's true.
No, not 2020.
Real cricket?
No, the original.
OG cricket. 5 day cricket.
Yeah.
5 days.
Week long cricket. Can you believe they had a game that lasted a week?
Yeah, because British people have anything.
My favorite thing whenever I hear people talk about like going to test cricket is hearing them talk about you betting as to whether the fifth day would actually happen, as to whether your ticket
yeah,
for the
your
last day
works. Yeah.
would
yeah.
actually occur, yeah. whether a game would be done.
You
by
remember,
then.
We used to actually go to test yeah. cricket. I don't mind test cricket at all. I don't mind any cricket.
I used to enjoy cricket.
I don't mind going to cricket for the same reason I don't mind going to any sport.
Because it's fun,
nine times out of ten, whenever you go to any sport, regardless of how much you like that sport,
yeah.
hey,
you get to have somebody jumping up and down, singing and calling people cunts. I know.
There's an exception to that.
What's that?
Oh.
Netball.
Do not go to netball. I've never been to a netball match.
I'm pretty sure I've told you the story. I brought a girl who she purported to like netball.
I just know that I think they're much less bouncing than basketball.
Yeah, I know the story.
And there's no net, so it's probably harder to
and
score.
And no backboard.
And no backboard, too.
It's easier to score because there's no one jumping in the air to swat it out of the way.
I think that's illegal, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes,
everybody has to stand still.
It's so essentially, it's like the softball version of basketball. Yeah.
And she fell asleep.
But I thought you said she liked...
Yeah, that is why I went there. Oh. I wouldn't have gone.
Did you fall asleep beside her?
My aunt played netball, and I didn't go to any of her matches. And I love her. And this girl got me to go, and she fell asleep in the stands. She's like, no, see the love of this. Like, fully, not even like a light sleep. Where you could like nudge her, she's out. No,
sorry. The only thing I'll say about NFL and I, like all things, if you're not for it, then just jump out. Don't torture yourself with attempting. Not, and I know the reason behind why you're trying.
It's right? not torture, but boy, it is. It is just not. It's not exciting. Like. When you watch SportsCenter or any of those recap things, all they show you is the dope thing that happened. Right. Like a guy grabbing the ball out of midair with like his pinky while jump kicking another guy in the face. Like that is dope.
Oh look, it's Odell Beckham Jr.
Carlton. Did you see the Carlton video?
Right. Or you see like 19 people tackle the quarterback and like He must be dead.
So, all right. Last season was the first season since probably high school that I fully paid attention to the NFL. Like, I watched it without any allegiance. I didn't go into, like, any old allegiance of, like, oh, I like the Patriots. I'm just going to watch the sport and see how much I paid for the package and just watch through. And one of the things that excited me, it's all about those moments, right? It could very well be that you get like three of those moments in a game, and sadly it's 3 hours if you're watching it live. But those moments are great, right? So like one of the things that I loved last season was I tacked on to the Cardinals, the Arizona Cardinals, and Larry Fitzgerald. And I just enjoyed, like, I was so sad that when I found out that TIFF started the week that NFL started, I'm like, I'm going to miss 2 weeks of NFL.
Oh, no.
I came back and I sat down and watched the first Cardinals game last weekend that I watched, and they were decimated by the Bills. And one of the moments that stood out for me, there was a point where they were taking a field goal to get, like, an extra 3 points, and the guys like an extra 3 points, like it changes dependent on extra,
when you take a when
extra
you have a touchdown
0 points that you get when you don't take the field goal,
but and the touchdown you get the extra kick,
I've been an idiot. And
like when you kick a football in a goal and get the extra point,
that's how it works.
Well, if you kick it high enough outside of the goal, you get 1 point.
And they snapped the ball to the, and they snapped it over the kicker and it went back, and you saw them running. The Bills picked up the ball and ran straight down and got the, and like just watching the look on the kicker's face.
Just going, you.
They did not do that.
Yeah, they did.
Andrew, they're a professional team.
You thought.
Who does that?
You thought they were.
So I'm questioning any sort of love I had for the Cardinals last year to be like, I have to find another team I care about.
Oh, you should watch them and only if they're doing things like that. You're like, oh, yeah.
It's like the reverse Harlem Globetrotters, essentially.
It's like watching Derby play football. You just go in a minute like, oh, my God. Are they allowed to keep doing this?
They ended up losing that game like 30-12.
Oh, shit.
It was ridiculous watching that match.
They seem bad at it.
They actually got points. I mean, for somebody who couldn't pass the ball to the kicker, that's
where there's no one to intercept.
That is impressive.
It was hysterical. But yeah, it's all about those moments. Like, I mean, the moment like I keep sending clips to people about is that big Odell Beckham Jr. catch from like a couple years back, which I'm sure we've all seen, which is ridiculous, right? It is literally what you're talking about. He catches with like 3 fingertips and kung fu kicks someone beside him as he was doing it.
And the thing about these games, right? And the 3 in particular, cricket, baseball, NFL. is the best way to watch them is in a group of people. Where, because what it is you have focused or concentrated amounts of gameplay. Mm-hmm. It plays for like 10 seconds, it stops for 30, and in that 30, you're supposed to, assuming it's a good play, or mm-hmm. even if it's not a good play, you stop and say, hey, you know, you chat with your friends. That's really the best way to do that.
So, like how we're here, in the middle, like, I still like cricket, I just don't watch it because it's mm-hmm. so time consuming,
and I
have no ties to 2020, or whatever that Indian cricket league is. I don't care enough to get back mm-hmm. to watching cricket. But, like, cricket, the shots vary, and the tactics vary, and, like, the fielding, like, all of that changes. And so I enjoyed both playing and watching cricket. Baseball looks the same all the time. When they hit it, it looks the same. And when they miss, it also looks the same. So it's just like highlights for baseball is just a guy crack. It's just the same noise. Like you, it feels like they're copy and pasting the guy. It's a crack. Or it's that guy sliding in, which is the only thing I actually enjoy about baseball. Watching people steal bases. It's the only part of baseball that seems interesting or fun to me. Like, when the people, like, place the bat so that it taps so that someone can take off or whatever. But that's not fun to look at, watching someone hold a bat in place. And the rest of it just looks too samey. So I've never been able to get into baseball.
I'm not going to try and defend it.
But the NFL, it seems like all the highlights vary. Like, just like football. Like, you can see that there's something there that is worth watching. But because they stop it every 10 seconds and have to regroup and talk to the coach and draw that invisible line again, and you're just like, listen,
I remember
just wherever the ball
when
stops,
that imaginary line
just
first came
throw
about,
the ball.
It was special. I remember looking at it and being like, did they paint that on the field?
Of all
because
the
I was still fairly young, I think, when it
of
happened.
Of all the sports, NFL is the one that looks like a video game most. Like, when you're watching it, no. There's this holographic shit all over.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, you guys, that's where all the CG money goes. And all of it goes to the NFL. And when everything is left over, they send it to Pixar. Like, it is incredible what they do in like the half a second they get to generate all of that. But like, they stop it, and then the guys, more than any other sport, the NFL commentators assume that you have an inherent knowledge of the sport.
Because
to
you should.
Crazy. No, like, to
but
a
it's the same thing that
no.
commentators do.
No.
Come on.
Football commentators spend the time to explain why someone is offside.
What? They do
right?
not.
They're like, oh, that is it. He was... Like, every single time there's an offside, they're like, yeah, I see he ran in front of them. And they draw the line and like, yeah, you can't do that. Next time you should wait or whatever. NFL people just blow by all the shit.
I
don't even give it. Right? They're like, every single time they're talking about things that happened 80 years ago are the best version of this play and what this coach said 19 seasons ago and what this dude ate. And like, you're just like, you're just saying words that this, like, you haven't explained any of this, right? None of it is explained. You're just like, listen, now, listen, you and I know what the NFL is. So let's do this. Just go. Like, are there new people that watch the sport? Think about the kids.
Actually, it will be interesting if I ever start to watch that sport again, because I will have forgotten a lot of the technical stuff, and I'll sit down there and be like, okay, what? It used to get to the stage.
You're only allowed to score with a blue sock.
Like, they're like,
I
flag
to,
on the play, and then they just move on. Like,
I
why?
Used to be,
what
I used
happened?
To, I used to be at a stage where I could just look at the sign that the ref
the
gave.
Ref, uh-huh.
And I'd be like, oh, yeah. Holding, clearly.
Yeah.
You know, like, all right, of that.
Good.
All
what's
shit.
Holding?
It's when you hold somebody.
Yeah, but why is that a thing?
Same reason. They're wrestling. The same reason it's a thing in football.
No, but you aren't supposed to hold people in football.
There's a difference between like staving you off and holding.
Just like in football. Right?
But I'm pretty sure when they're in that scrum, all of them are holding.
But the people who run out, like the catchers that run out, the receivers, those guys you're not supposed to grab and hold.
All right.
All right.
How do you stop them then?
You don't.
So when they're running past me, I don't get to grab them and take them down?
You can tackle them, but you can't grab them by their shirt and like pull them back like that.
Then how do I stop them?
You hug them.
What if he's just out of tackling range?
Then but you're shafted.
Then you take off your shoe and you throw it at him.
How is that a thing? It's making sense. Sure, if he doesn't have the ball, yeah, you don't get to grab him.
I think this would
be. But if he has the ball,
well, no, no,
you have to sway him.
Hold on, no, no. If he has the ball, yes, no. We're talking about holding when he doesn't have the ball. That's what holding is.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry.
So, I think this would be a fun podcast. A podcast. Podcast.
But we've kind of got past the movie part.
I explained NFL to Damien, and then Damien explains NBA rules to me.
You're not watching the NBA.
So it's kind of like a sports version of what the Supercast.
This is not a basketball.
It is a ball in a basket.
Right. And you throw it in a hoop, not a basket.
That had so much
that
face.
We call a basket.
Do I get a point if I hit you in the face with it?
You get a point if you hit three in a row and then you catch fire. You can dunk from the 3 points.
All right, moving on. We're not talking about sports anymore.
I used to love that game.
NBA Jam is the
best.
Oh
my goodness,
best game of all time. Better than Mario.
Fire. So I want to talk about Douglas's favorite topic, TV.
Oh really?
Okay. What's that? Oh, I went to. I'm sure I told you this last week. I went to a girl's house, and she did not have a stove. She's fine. She did not have. She's not cooking anyway, so who cares? She did not have a couch, which is not fine. She also did not have a television in her house. The house that went.
She's there for one thing and one thing only. That's why she brought you there.
I asked her. Fair point. I asked her, when did she move in? And I'm like, oh, you just moved in? And she's like, nuh-uh. I went, yeah, but you don't. There's nothing in this house. You don't own anything. And she's like,
so are you trying to say that she is James Bond?
She might be. she might be an assassin. Right? Or that dude from the Bourne movies where they just call and he just wakes up and takes up his bag and walks out and murders people. She's like, oh, you want to watch some TV? I'm like, all right, cool. And then she took out her laptop. I went, this is a bad... No, oh, you're going to plug that into the TV that is outside in the living room where human beings watch television. And she's like, oh no, we can't go outside and watch it. And then she put it on this shitty table. Like, basically her dining room table is this. This plastic garbage that we were sitting on. And then she opened her laptop and was playing a TV show from off YouTube, you know, where the quality is best, through her shitty speakers on the laptop. And I went, I'm going to go home. I'm not staying here anymore. When you want to watch TV, you can come to my house. This is not...
Where the $2,500 TVs.
Yeah, where televisions plural are. You need 40 of her laptops to get close.
So,
goddamn.
TV. It's end of September. Mm-hmm. Not all shows have started, but there's some shows that have started up.
Empire is back.
I wanted to talk about TV, guys.
Poe Dark. Principals. Have you guys watched Poe Dark? No, you haven't. No, Poe Dark is back. No, it's it's,
I feel like I know what that is, but I don't know what that is.
It's Poe Dark, and it is...
Oh, Poe Dark. Yes, that's British.
British.
Yes, I know that.
It is Downton Abbey, what it is. And
the Downton Abbey ended.
Yes, but they had to replace it with some other period piece with people being bitter and old. And they did. It's called Poe Dark, and it's fun.
All right, so a couple new shows started up.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my phone. there is the new Donald Glover show, Atlanta.
Oh,
which I have seen two episodes of so far. I think Douglas have seen four.
I've seen all of them so far.
I've seen three and I'm waiting for it to end because I love it too much. It is so good. Oh, god damn it.
It's perfect.
Oh, there's some bits there.
Oh, I know this fella. He was in that shitty show about vampires.
You don't get to do that unless you tell the people what you're talking about.
Sorry, the lead from Poldark.
Okay. We're not talking about Poldark. We're talking about Atlanta.
Yes, Atlanta is incredible.
Yep.
It is
a banger.
It's really strange how,
what's the song that he sings in that
Paperboy.
All about that paperboy.
I keep wanting someone to make a video game joke about Paperboy because I used to play that game on the Nintendo
back when games were terrible.
Hey.
And systems were and controllers were terrible.
Leave that Nintendo alone.
Nintendo, I've been arguing with someone about this recently. Nintendo only made one good console. One.
Is it the Super NES.
Everything else has been trash. The first one saved video games. So props for that. Douglas has a shirt. We understand. Zelda was on it. It was great. But the controller was terrible. And the system as a whole was also bad. The Super NES is where they got it right. And it's been all downhill from there. That 64 is trash.
64 was great. I had many good memories of the Nintendo 64.
The Nintendo 64 was not great. But it needs to be the greatest game of all time. No, it needs to be recognized because you need to have that simply to be able to play GoldenEye. GoldenEye was, and probably is still, the best first-person shooter ever made.
Here's the problem. When you guys were playing GoldenEye, I had already built a desktop. And on the desktop, there's this small game that no one really plays anymore called Counter-Strike. I was playing Counter-Strike when my friend... GoldenEye is good. What are you talking about? I've got guns. Real guns. Murdered real people. And this is reality I'm looking at.
You can take your Ocarina of Time or whichever Zelda it is that you like.
That is the greatest game of all time.
So there you go. Both of us have a reason to like the 64.
Where do you fall on the Majora's Mask argument?
I don't like terrible games.
As a rule,
I don't like terrible games.
All right.
That's not a rule for me.
I love that joke, Andrew. I love it. Oh my goodness. These guys with Boss Man in it fucking had a court case. Mm-hmm. About that game, it was perfect.
You're talking about Easy Allies.
Easy Allies, thank you. I don't watch it, so I don't watch them.
But people listening to this are so confused, though. We have gone, though.
That was so good.
And they voted that Majora's Mask should be banned from all video game history.
No, they voted that. So, apparently, there was a bet.
Mm-hmm.
This fella named Kyle Bosman bet something, and he lost the bet.
He lost a bet.
And his punishment for losing the bet was he was to live stream that game.
It was not that one, entirety. But it was a Zelda game.
Okay, it was a Zelda game, whatever. And he did. He live streamed the game.
And apparently he hates that game.
He hates
that game.
That's why it was a punishment. He live streamed the game according to the rules. Some asshole said to him, but hold on, you didn't play the game. My response to him is, me playing the game is not the agreement. Mm-hmm. We agreed that I would live stream it, which is simply putting it on a stream what is live. And that's exactly what he argued. Yeah. And the court case was literally about that. And they brought in tort and contract law. They brought all sorts of shit.
That is incredible.
And it ended...
type of dumb nonsense that I can get behind.
Exactly. I almost want to watch all of their podcasts now because it's a video podcast thing that they do. But I don't think I can handle it.
Too much video game stuff. Too much video game stuff.
Right, TV. Atlanta is incredible.
I saw the first episode of the Issa Rae show on HBO, Insecure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Issa Rae, I know her from YouTube stuff. It was not great, but it shows promise, right? It had some good bits in that one episode. It definitely shows some promise.
Yeah.
Is it a new crazy ex-girlfriend?
No.
No. It's better than bad, so. Yeah.
And as a rule, you don't watch bad TV?
What else have I watched that just started up? I tried The Good Place, which is that new Ted Danson show, and it's horrible.
It's not horrible. You said Ted Danson, right? You said Ted Danson. All right, fine.
I like Ted Danson.
No, you do not.
Shows. Damian, I like Becker.
Damian, Ted Danson. Uh-huh. Cheers is fun.
And it's was great. 30 years yes. ago.
I actually also like Becker.
Boring Life.
He's in Bored to Death, which is perfect. Great. But he is only supporting, to be fair. But then he's only supporting in this, too.
That's all he does know.
He is great in Curb Your Enthusiasm, which, again, is, you know, an old show. But is it Curb Your Enthusiasm, I'm thinking? Yeah, it is. He was in that.
Ted Danson?
Yeah, man. Him and his wife.
In what, an episode?
No. They were recurring, just like Super Dave. Oh, okay. They weren't in every episode, but they were around enough.
Okay.
But he is the kind of guy that, for me, if he's in the show, I'm going to give it a try because I just like him, you know? Okay. And I think that even when he's being dumb, it's funny. But this one,
Cheers, not so much Becker, and that was it.
Yeah, I have to kind of agree with Andrew, but I haven't written it off fully yet. I've actually gone a little bit further than him, so he only watched the first two episodes.
Because they put it together and told me it was one.
I watched the third one, which, I mean, it's not the worst, but I really shouldn't be watching it.
I saw the first 20 minutes of This Is Us, which is one of these new dramedies where...
Without the midi.
where everyone is... Apparently, the crux of it is all the people we're following have the same birthday. I didn't get to the point where it actually told me that definitively. I just know that because I read it somewhere.
No, they absolutely tell you that in the first 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. And, like, after around a few... 20 minutes, I just went, I'm not doing this. Like, it's one of those... It feels like it's a Parenthood replacement. And Parenthood was a show that I enjoyed to a certain effect, but I eventually jumped off. Didn't care. So yeah, not good. But the last one I'm going to talk about, which one episode gone, and weirdly enough, I kind of like it, Lethal Weapon TV show.
Yes, that show. Right? Oh my god.
They got the Murtaugh and Riggs thing right. I mean, it works, right? I don't know. It totally could mess up after the first episode, but I enjoyed watching it.
Did any of you watch the Rush Hour TV show?
I did, and I gave up immediately.
Okay. I'll listen to what you've said. I'm still not watching it. You guys would have to come to me at the end of the season and go, Damian. Like, if we have this conversation again, Christmas time, I'm like, boy, that Lethal Weapon, though. Then maybe.
Yeah. Like, I mean... It's not Atlanta, right? It's not one of those, it's not the top tier.
Let me tell you what's good about it, though. So first of all, it's two people that I know, but one has a big name, Damon Wayans. The other one, I don't even know what his real name is.
I do like Damon Wayans.
Yeah, but he is from...
talking about the Wayans brothers.
He's from Rectify. The guy who plays...
Yeah, I know.
Riggs is from Rectify.
Yeah, I know. Who
you watch Rectify?
I did.
I love that show. You don't like it?
Oh, I don't.
I've never watched it. So good. But he's also in like a shitty USA show, and I've seen him around in other things. But he is a big reason why this show is good. Damon Wayans is Damon Wayans. You know, he kind of plays up, oh, I used to be a funny guy, and they're definitely going for the we're making fun of why can't I remember his name? Danny
Glover.
With the whole I'm too old for this shit. Like, you can tell that they're waiting. They're going to tease it, and they're waiting till the very last episode of the season where finally they're like, okay, you can say that you're too old for this. and they might even let him say shit depending on where he is in the schedule at the timing. But the guy from Rectify who plays Riggs is, dumb humor. And it's just great. He's essentially Mel Gibson from like the first 15 to 30 minutes of the first movie. Where he's just like, I'm an idiot. I'm a crazy person. Mm-hmm. But yes, Andrew, you can continue. Sorry.
No, that's fine.
I was trying to turn off my thing from making noise.
Once you get
past... Oh, no, it's the wrong Wayans. Damn it. Oh. He's not the one from Happy Endings.
No, yeah, the one from Happy Endings is his son.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're talking about senior.
Right.
Yeah. But literally, if you watch that show, once you get past like the first 10 minutes where they're just setting up Riggs' sad... like, it just kicks off as like a fun buddy cop show.
You guys neglected to say that Jordana Brewster is in this hot banger.
She's in it for like a minute.
Oh, cool.
I caught the show late. I must have not even seen her.
Okay.
This is Jordana Brewster as in Fast and Furious, right? Mm-hmm. I did not see her anywhere. Where is she?
She is the psychiatrist who talks to Riggs. So, like, I saw her for like a minute.
Please.
In the first episode.
So, first of all, I don't really like her. However, please, let her come have 2 minutes every episode. Just like the 2 minutes that that woman has in every movie. Where essentially she's like, you know I can help and gets torn down. Uh-huh. So much so that by the end of the season, she literally just walks past, punches him in the face and says, go fuck yourself, and then walks away.
Douglas, they can't say you're too old for the shit and go fuck yourself in the same episode. There's too many curses for TV. Right?
Because, can I tell you, so, completely unrelated to this show existing, I didn't even realize that it existed until maybe a week ago. Netflix. Netflix told me, Douglas, guess what movies are on here? The Lethal Weapon movies.
I already own those
and
movies.
And I watched all four of them, absolutely. I love those movies.
Jet Li.
Hey, even the fourth one is
bad. Hey, guys, all of them are bad.
Exactly.
But I love all of them.
Every single one. They're so good.
They're like bad boys, but before Michael Bay got involved, then he did, and it was the best. Oh, God damn it. I want Bad Boys 3 more than I want that new TV. That is how much I would gladly give Andrew another 1080 to go with the one he has already to get Bad Boys 3.
What would The Witcher 3 look like at that
with
point?
With two 1080s, it would melt the screen. You'd have to buy a new monitor.
What else was I going to talk about? Not really all the new TV shows. I mean, some have come back. So Brooklyn Nine-Nine is back,
yeah,
which makes me happy. The Last Man on Earth came back, which I'm still watching.
Is it good? Has it ever... I didn't like it.
It's
half of the first season, like when they found the other guy, the fat one, that was in love with the hot girl. Mm-hmm. Like at a certain point, I just went... All right, I cannot continue watching this.
So I really liked that show for the first episode or maybe the first two episodes when it was just him.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was funny and new and great. And then they brought in people and I really just didn't care for it after that. So much so that I actually went with it for a while. I did not finish last season. And I really... You know when you... You said to yourself, I've been watching it, so why don't I? But you don't actually have the will to just turn it back on and start watching again.
You mean Big Bang
That's
Theory?
That's how I am.
No, Big Bang Theory is bad.
No, but you started at some point.
And I watch random episodes because my mother likes that show for some reason. Like, she'll just watch
it. I used to like it.
And I look at her like she's losing her mind, which probably is because she's watching the Big Bang Theory. And no, I don't like that TV show.
All right. I know the other show I should talk about, Netflix, the new Netflix show, which went up last week, Easy, the Joe Swanberg show. I've seen two episodes so far, and it's I quite like it. Every episode is a different story.
Mm-hmm.
It all seems to be relationship-based,
mm-hmm.
About a relationship that just starting, or just a pivot on a relationship, and... They feel all like the good Joe Swanberg movies, i.e. Drinking Buddies.
Stop where, it.
Hey, you leave
that
Drinking
movie
Buddies alone.
Is horrible.
No, you're wrong.
It is super bad.
Where you just
kind of... No, super bad is a different movie.
You just kind of enjoy these characters and being around them, and they all seem super likable. I think it's 8 episodes the season is, and I'm looking forward to finishing that before Luke Cage comes out next week.
This week.
Mm-hmm. This week.
It's the 30th, so that would be this Friday, I think.
Oh, okay. So I have a few days to... And you're short. They're 30-minute episodes, so it's...
I'll watch The Savages again. I love that movie.
Wait, are we talking about... Which... This isn't the Oliver Stone movie. Okay, sorry. All right, cool. Because that Oliver Stone movie, and oh, that's
Juno
bad.
Juno is in it too, right? Juno is in it as well, right? Mm. Am I thinking
no,
about
Laura Linney. No,
Laura Linney.
Oh, and their brother and sister. Okay, was, yeah.
Juno was the one.
Yeah, that's a different one.
Smart People.
Smart People, yeah. Yeah.
Which, it's not great, but they're so terrible. I enjoy them. I just enjoy terrible people being terrible at each other. Like Catastrophe.
Oh,
I haven't seen You're the Worst yet. But I'm waiting to finish watching Catastrophe.
I have to
and then
tell you,
moving
I'm
on to
real
You're the
happy
Worst.
Because Catastrophe clearly took a long time to make both of those seasons. Mm-hmm. And I said to myself, am I never going to get to watch this again? And the first time I checked, they were like, no, we're working on a new season.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like, yes.
Very happy. Of course, they're British.
Yeah,
at
so
least she is British.
So, it's six
so it will
episodes.
Take like, well, yeah, six episodes. And it will take another 3 years to make.
Right.
But, you know.
It'll be worth it.
We'll be back in a couple of weeks with more TV updates as to all the new TV shows we're watching.
There's one on BBC.
Which one?
Where there's a lady who... Fleabag.
Oh, I don't know that one.
And I tried.
Yeah, not
like
all...
Like, she's awful.
Not all British shows
but
are good, unfortunately.
But the show...
They're not all made the same.
The show, unfortunately, is also awful.
Douglas, do you have anything to bring to the room, to the table?
I am at the table.
You have
done brung it, son.
Mm-hmm. Anymore,
you want to talk
any
about?
More Fuji jokes? Let's talk about 90s hip hop.
Exactly.
With Big Tigger in the basement. And Funk Flex. Drop a bomb on him.
Oh, so I just want to talk about, I don't really have much to talk about, but you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about how much Carib needs me to remember that they are horrible. Because that
oh, you went down
was
there.
The theme of this last week's movie.
We went and we watched Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Went and we watched Denzel Cowboy movies.
Saw, which was actually fine.
I saw that, and then, yeah. But it was on the Carib wall, so I just
passed. So...
Magnificent Seven.
Yeah. It's supposed to start at 5:50.
Mm-hmm.
Or 5:10, sorry. 5:10.
Started at 6.
At
easy.
6 o'clock, it had not started yet.
Great. Were there commercials?
Because, yes, there were commercials that went on until must be 5:45, maybe 5:50. Mm-hmm. And then right as the movie's about to start, you hear, like, there's something that they play right before the movie, and there's supposed to be pictures with it, but there wasn't, and then you heard the movie kind of half start, and then it's just like you hear
you're
just kind of stop, and then there is a message what is played to say, thank you for your patience, there is a problem, we will your movie should start within 8 minutes. And we sat down until must be something after 6 and finally got to watch a movie. But
was it in 3D?
It was. No, it wasn't. It was in 2D.
So
but
it was
it was a good... yeah, it was watchable. It was a good reminder that nothing good happens. At
right. They didn't even bother to give you guys like some incentive. No, like how you guys are back from where they play movies properly.
Mm-hmm.
Let us try now that summer is over. And the darkness has befallen us. They're just like, no, we're just going to keep being shitty. And progressively more shitty. Which is why I'm not going there. I don't want to be upset after I watch a movie anymore. And that is, that literally, that happened.
So you're not watching The Act of Killing anymore?
That's that thing. No, I love that movie.
But
I've gone past the upsetting point. I already know all the information. I'm just watching it because it's spectacular to look at.
Wait, sorry, what movie is this?
Act of Killing.
Act of Killing, yeah. Okay. Yeah, but
it doesn't pain my
I have
soul
to say,
anymore. That hurt is already
no matter how much you like or dislike this movie, because there are people that dislike this movie, you need to watch it.
No, I'm going to. When it comes out.
If for no other reason than to just behold the glory that is Vincent D'Onofrio.
It's a pretty good... like, this movie is like... one of those movies that's a definition of like popcorn movie where you're like, yeah, it's just fun. It's just like, there's a lot of dumb shit in there, but they get one of the, even though they're not beat for beat Magnificent Seven, which they don't need to be.
Yeah.
The one thing that they got right was giving you seven characters to enjoy.
Yeah.
Right. And
And there were definitely people who Western, you could point to, right? You were like, okay, that's that guy, that's that guy. But maybe it's just because, for me, I only watched it once fairly recently and don't have a strong connection to it and don't necessarily actually remember all of the characters from the original movie to try and tie back to. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't tie back everybody.
Yeah, but you still tied back enough
where it was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll watch that movie when it comes out, that's fine.
Alright, I guess that's it.
Wait, no, but more aren't fun we?
We're going to do that. Who looking better and damn, you looking good in it? Take a chance with a nigga in the choice ride. Listen to the CDs I play inside. Mos Def, Jay, Princess, TV, Marvin Gaye, Led Zeppelin, and Biggie. And when the evening is over, love, gonna find a nice spot for the rover, love. Do things to make the man in the moon blush. My mind race, but I tell my waist don't rush. Use an upper echelon piece, so when you find it's a stash, then you don't freak. You wanna nibble on a nigga ear, and do all the things that make a nigga wanna get near. Oh, I'm a Queens representative, get wild by any means, my incentive is. When we done, I start it up again, and ride around with you, cause you my special friend, Me and you, I think we should ride. Come on, come on, come on, come on.